We're learning Masech the Shabbos, Tafkuf Ma Medal and Amin Beis. The Mishnah says, Mechitzin is a katan bein lefnei mila bein la'acha mila. You can wash the katan both before the mila and after the mila, mezalfin olav b'yan. You could take the water and sprinkle on him with your hand of a labor kli. And the Gemara discusses that, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Mechitzin is a katan b'yam shlishi shechali is b'shabbos. And the Gemara says it's also a machlekes, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds it could be mechitzin, you don't have to be mezalfin. They're banan old afka mezalfin. And the Gemara's maskana is, the Gemara says a discussion if the rechitza means rechitza is kol gufay, or just the makamila. And the Gemara ends up, Amar, Kiyasi Ravana, Vayim Rablaz, Ravana, Vayim Rabbechanan, Halacha Karablaz, Ben Azariah, Bein Mecham and Shulchan B'Shamis, Bein Mecham and Shulchan B'Erev Shamis, you could use Khamen that was heated up on Shamis, or an Erev Shamis, Bein Achatz is kol gufay, Bein Achatz is mila, you can wash the entire body of the child or the mila, it's a sakana, and it needs this care. Now, when the Rif quotes this Gemara, he adds, Bein lefnei mila bein la'acha mila. He adds, you can use Bein lefnei mila bein la'acha mila, Bein mecham and shulchan b'shamis, Bein mecham and shulchan erev shamis. The Gemara could be just talking about mecham of the rechitza after mila. Rechitza after mila is a sakana. So if you don't have water, you can heat it up like a tchila on Shabbos, it's a sakana. But the chamin before mila, that's already just makshir e mila. Makshir e mila is not daich Shabbos. You're not allowed to heat up the water lefnei mila on Shabbos. So what does it mean? You can be marchitz the mila, you can marchitz the katan before the mila with chamin shulchan b'Shabbos. You wouldn't be allowed to do that. That's already makshir e mila. We pass that makshir e mila is not daich Shabbos. Similar question is on the Rambam. The chachmi lunil were bothered with this question. The famous shuvas they asked. So some say it's just lav dafka, the Rif and the Rambam, when they said Cham and Shulchan B'Shamis, they were only referring to the Rechitza after Mila. When they said you could do Rechitza's Kol Gufay, Rechitza Kaida Mila, they just meant the idea of Rechitza's Kol Gufay. It's like Litzadim Ktani. That's how the Rambam seemed to have been Miyashiv to the Chacham Lanil, and that's how some Rishayim want to learn up the Rif. And other Rishayim learn in the Rif that the Pshat is of Andi, you're not allowed to heat up the water, Lechatchila, to do the mila, the kaida mila, that's mamash machshire mila. But in case somebody did, if it was done ayidei gai, if it was done for yaledes, there is an iser specifically to be reichetz mecham and shochum b'shamis, and they waive that iser l'tzarech mila. Also, the rishayim are bothered. What's the pshat that you could be reichetz kol guf of the katan mecham and shochum even be'erev Shabbos kaida mila? Is exeris chachamim not to be reichetz kol gufa becham and even cham and shulchan be'erev Shabbos, and we know that the rabbanon normally are makbid on the rabbanons even b'makamil even shvus. You can't bring the sack in there. Kagas katzeris u'kafifas, the Gemara said before. You can't do the rabbanons either. So the Rashi brings Rabbeinu Yehuda chilek. Not all shvus in there were guys. So this is just a shvus because of the balanim that the merchatz people might heat up the water on Shabbos. They weren't so cheshish for the shvus. And Mamela is an exception in Issa Rabbanan, which would be Mutter Letzarech Mila. As I bring Duran, similar, similar teretz. And the Rishayim have a big discussion. Let's say you have enough hot water to wash the baby before the Mila, but you don't have any extra hot water to wash him after the Mila. So does that mean, so that's it, you don't have enough hot water to wash the baby after the Mila, so you mimantcha the Mila? That's what the Baal Amar holds. And he brings a Raya, the Gemara in Erevin discusses that if there's a baby that the hot water spilled, so is there an Eitzah to tell a guy to heat up water for him, or to tell or to heat up water for his mother, because that's Pikuach Nefesh. But you can't say, just do the Mila, and then it'll be a Sakana, and then you'll be able to heat up the water because of the Sakana. You don't say that, because that's like Mechshire Mila. You'll have to push off the Mila. And he says, the Lashon and the Rif is mashma that way. The Rif says, at the end of the perek, V'heicha d'shtabach amima d'yanuka ayiv d'saman ebasa d'imhil. If the water got poured out, or the samanim got scattered after the mila, avdina le'bishabata mishum sakana. So then, you do it on Shabbos mishum sakana. Vaisteis, he says clearly, after the mila. You have a similar diak in the Rambam, and the Rambam says, Ein sheikhtun la'samanim ve'ein mecham le'cham v'reislach balonis. because Makshir Emil is not Derech Shabbos. And then the Rambam says, Perek Beis Halach Ches, Molowas HaKotan, the Achakach Nishmu Chacham and Estarvus Bazus Manim, Oisla Kol B'Shabbos, Shizkon Yulay, Mamish the same Diyuk, and the Rambam really says it pretty clearly in his Tshuva to the Chacham Elenil. And Avad, it's only Mutter once you did the Milah, now, you left without some Manim, so you let it do it, now it's a Sakana. But if you didn't have the necessary hot water or samamanim before the milah, don't do the milah, be matcha the milah, don't bring yourself into a matzav of chil Shabbos. But the Ramban, in Chiddush Ramban, argues. And he says, what's wrong with doing the milah? That's not machshir milah, that's the gufa milah. You don't have machshir milah being derech Shabbos, we do the milah. Aye, after the milah, you're gonna have to now go be machal Shabbos, that's not for milah, that's for sakana. So what's wrong with doing the milah? And then you'll have a sakana, and merely you'll have to do it as sakana. And he says, "Ve'ein ha'im tilcha mila kadesh la lahavi esel sakana v'nidcha Shabbos, ela mila atzma deicha Shabbos. The mila is deicha Shabbos. The sakana is the vashnami deicha. Ve'ein la mitzvah ala shaita. The mitzvah you have the time. I'm doing the mitzvah now. She'ein lichas mila mnei dechias Shabbos yevel akam nei sakana. You're not manchil the mila because of a dechias Shabbos that will come afterwards." Now the Ramban brings a raya from the previous Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Im loy shachik me'ev Shabbos, loy is b'shinah v'naisin." If you don't have the ground samanim, so chew it, and then you could use it. And he also says that if you don't have a bandage, koyachal v'smartu lahiski me'ev Shabbos. If you don't have a bandage, koyachal etzpoy mevi afilu michatzer acheres. So Taina the Ramban, the Mishnah clearly discusses what to do if you don't have a bandage or you don't have samanim. And it says, in Eitzah, you could be Layus Peshinov, but what if you can't? It doesn't say that if you don't have it, you'll have to imatcha the Mila. The Mishnah should have said, you have to imatcha the Mila. Elamai, you say a story of Ein Lamila L'Shaita, just do the Mila, and you'll get the Samamanim, wherever you get them. And he says, if you're going to say like the Baal Amor, that you can't do the Mila, if that's going to cause the Chol Shabbos, so who would in the Chol Shabbos of the Rabbanan you shouldn't be able to? Because we said before, Machshir Emila is not Derech Shabbos even by Durabanans. Now, he doesn't say clearly about being Leyes Peshinev, which is Durabanan, which could be it is, but he does say clearly about being Kairach al Etzboi, maybe, if you bring it on your finger, so that's Kalachiyad, alright, that's a Shinui, but still it is a Durabanan. So Vais says clearly, this is your sign, that even though you're going to have to do this a Durabanan, but that's after the Mila, that's what Neyes Sakana. That's not called Machshir Emilah Zdeich HaShabbos, Ein LaMitzvah LaShaita. So how does the Baal Amor, or the Rishonim that hold like the Baal Amor, learn the Mishnah? So Tosfos says clearly, and other Rishonim say this also, the Rashba, the Ran, that Lo Yis B'Shinav, even though it's a Sakana, Kama De'Efshel Shnei Mishaninon. So you could learn the cases that you did the Milah B'Di'Evid. You didn't realize you don't have Samamanim. You don't realize you don't have a bandage. And the Mishnah is telling you, then now, after the Mila, if you happen not to have Kamayin, so go chew it up. It's better to chew it up. Well, you don't have a bandage, so go get a bandage. But get a Kairi Chalad Zbay, because so it wouldn't be a Raya that even you're allowed to do the Mila Chatchila Al Smach, that you're going to get it later by chewing up the Kamayin or by bringing the bandage. Could be some B'di'evit. After you did the Mila, then you realize you didn't have it. But the Rambam holds, you don't say Kalech Adev Shishnui Mishaninun. We spoke about this some old. The Rambam holds only by Yeledis, you say Kalech Adev Shishnui Mishaninun. But normally you don't say that. And the Rambam here in Ilchus Mila is also clear. And once you did the Mila, and then it was Nispazi the Samanim, he just says, grind the Samanim. He doesn't say Layas Mishinov. So Nigayan learns that they were Makel, even though they normally were Makel, even for a Shvus. But a shvus al yidei shinu, they will make a litzarech mila. That's what you're going to have to learn in the Rambam. Since you lo yis b'shinav, it's a shvus al yidei shinu, or you kairach b'etzboi, it's a shvus al yidei shinu, that they were makel. So to go after, to go, if you don't have the things to do with the raisa, or even a derabanan shaloy al yidei shinu, that you can't do. And you can't do the mila al snach that you'll do it later. You can't bring yourself a chatchila. That's the Rambam's. The Mashmayis of the Rambam is like the Baal Amor. But that's the Chiddush in the Mishnah, that if you're doing it a Shvus HaYidei Shinoi, that they allow to do Litzarech Mila. That's what the Gayin says. So Halacha L'Maisa, we have the Ramban that's Mekel, that holds this Ein L'Mitzvah L'Shaita, and you're allowed to do a milah, even if you're going to have to do a deraisa afterwards, because the milah is mutter, and afterwards it's mutter al sakana, that's not called machshir milah deicha Shabbos. But we have the Baal Amar, and the Rashba also agrees to the Baal Amar, and the Ran brings both days, he has both studen, but the Mashmoyis and the Rif and the Rambam are also like the Baal Amar. And Mamela, in Simon Reish Samach Vav, right for the Paiskin, Neman Lepsak Halacha, like the Baal Amar, and that's how the Mishnah Berurah brings it also in Erech Chaim and Simon Shin Lamed Aleph. And that's what Reif Paiskim hold, that if you don't have things set up, you're going to have to do, because of Sakana, a Malacha after the Mila. Say after you matcha the Mila. Now the odd tut studim, let's say, you don't have Samamanim, but you could do it Ayidei Loyis Peshina before the Mila. Or you don't have a bandage, but you can do it Ayidei Kayach Be'etzvoy before the Mila. So that's what we said, and the Rambam will be Mavur, that it's Mutter. And as I state in the Chedush HaRashba. But the Ran says, and I think it's also the Mashmai Yisif Taisis, that it's Asa. The Mishnah is talking about specifically after the Mila ready, and then it's just Kalhechad Ifshul Shnuyim Mishaninan. So there, Bikirega brings both days, if you're allowed to. Now, in explaining this far as some Achleikis, L'chayr the Ramban, tainit good. What yisir am I possibly doing by doing the Mila? Right now, I'm not being Mechal Shabbos in any Mechshire Mila. I'm doing a Mila. I know that this Mila will cause a Sakana and I'll have to be Mechal Shabbos. Okay, so then I'll be Mechal Shabbos because of Sakana. What's the pshat in the Eishim? Like we're saying, the Paiskim Paskin like the Eishim. What's the pshat in the Eishim? Now the emphasis is it's not so clear if the Eishim are asking me deraisa or me derabbanan. It's always a little bit shver to me to hear that it's derabbanan, because the Rishonim seem to be arguing in Svara. If it's derabbanan, it means in Svara the Ramban is right, but there's some takanas chachamim telling you that you're not allowed to do the milah if it's going to cause the machshirim to be deicha. So what's the makar to the sister derabbanan? I mean the Baal Amar brings the Gemara in Erevin of a Hu Yenuka Dishtapa Chamimi, which Ramban says that Dishtapa Chamimi means that you couldn't wash it before the Mila, which that everyone agrees that's called Machshir Mila. But even if for some reason you have the Hechrich to learn it means after the Mila, but again, why was it so pasha to the Gemara that it was Aser? If it's only an Issa Derabbanan, that means in Svar it's Mutter, so if which state does that Issa Derabbanan? It always bothered me a little bit to hear that it should be Nisa Derabbanan. But if the Eishim are asking me Derabbanan, so come they say not really arguing in Svara. They're arguing if there's a Nisa Derabbanan. In Svara, they would agree to the Ramban that it's Mutter. So Rabbi Chanan in Kaivitz Ha'aretz, Simach of Gimel, declares if it's, he starts off naming on that it's Derabbanan, but then he says he thinks it's Deraisa, we're going to say it's Svara soon. The stipel also, in the first parak, Simon Tezvav, also was claiming if it's the Raisa or the Rabbanan. I saw in the Milchus Ariel, he brings down Kama Gdele Echrein in the Neman, it's the Raisa, the Masha Lechsam Sefer earlier, and Afka Vavim and Aleph, like who is bothered by Akasha, that how do you have a Raya Makalkal Bechabur is Chayev, because since the Tarat Yumata Mila, maybe the Pshat was the Tarat Yumata the Mitzitza, which is not Makalkal. And you can't say the Mitzitzah is anyway Mutter al Sakana, because according to the Baal Amar, you wouldn't be allowed to do the Mila if you'd have to do a Mitzitzah afterwards. Except say if it discusses the Shaila, I don't want to be Meirich about the Pupulim he said about the Shaila Gvalda Gishtikl. He brings the Shaila B'Shem the Shagas Aryeh, or Baruch Finkel Tumim, and the Minchas Suril says the Sefer Pinay Sabayis brought this also the same Shaila B'Shem the Nesivus. So anyone who asks this question, that maybe the Torah is being mata mila because of the mitzitza, and you can't say the mitzitza is mutta because of sakana, you're going to have to say it's mutta al slamila because it is Baal Amar. Weinstein holds that the Baal Amar is Isser, is an Isser deraisa. He brings that there's a Chedusha of Benyeris and Ibish at Salat Torah, the beginning of Parshas Tazria, which asks kind of this kasha, and he says that the Baal Amar is Isser is derabanan. But it sounds like Akalpanim kama gdele achreinim neman it's deraisa. I think it's mustabe that way. I also think the Raja brings a Raya connected the Ramban. The Raja Lamaisis Machri and Alek the Ramban, he brings a Raya. He says, we have a din by Yom Tov, that unless you have Ofa Mucha Mibayid Yom, you can't Shecht. You can't Shecht a Chaya or a Oif on Yom Tov, unless you have Ofa Mucha to do the Kisei Adam. But once you shechted the eved, then you could be mechaser with a deck or not. So that's what it says in the Gemara in the beginning of Beya. So if you shechted, you could use the deck or not. But if you didn't shecht, you're not allowed to shecht lechatchila al smach the deck or not. So he says, why not? According to the Ramban's logic, Eile mitzvah l'shaita. Right now I have to shecht. I have a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. I have to shecht. I don't have ofte mechaser adam, but b'di'evid, once I shecht, then I'm allowed to use the offer. So why don't I say, it's good, I'm shechting, and now what am I going to do with kisei adam? Well, b'di'evid, I can use the deck of knots. Elamai, you don't say that. That's called l'chatchila, and mela, it's going to be aser. So you see now like they're in ban. So I tell you, if the iser that the Balamor is saying is only an iser derabanan, how could you shtel tzu shechting for Yom Tov to Mila? What's the shechus? For shechting, Chazal said, don't do it unless you have a deck of knots. By Mila mechitesa. Elamai, it's a swara. The Ramban says, I'm not doing anything wrong. Right now I'm doing a milah. And I'm going to need to do a chilul Shabbos afterwards. That's all sakana. So that's not cool that I did anything wrong. So on that, the Rashba says, if you follow that logic, so how could you say it's asr to shech l'chatchila? Shechting is fine. And afterwards, b'di'evan, I could take a deck of knots. So you see, the whole thing is in swara. The Rashba doesn't hold it as swara of the Ramban. Not that he holds it as svara, but granted is an issa deravonon. It sounds like he doesn't hold it as svara, so mel lechayin is an issa deraisa. Like we said, at least kamek gdele achrenim that sound that way. But what's takip shat? What's the svara? Why should it be an issa deraisa? So Rabbi Chanan Lekayvet Tzaris says a shtickle that the pshat is that since be'etzim you will machnis yourself into a sakana, it's not the pshat that there was a sakana. So you don't have the head to bikuach nefesh. Bikuach nefesh is, you don't have a choice. It's either be mechal Shabbos, or come midei sakana. So you have these two choices. So if you have these two choices, either mechal Shabbos or come midei sakana, so then the din is mechal Shabbos. You have the head to bikuach nefesh. Mashain Cain, if let's say there was a third choice, you could have avoided the sakana, and then you wouldn't have to be mechal Shabbos. And you chose to be mechal, to go into the sakana, and now you have to be Mechal Shabbos. So Kum Dais, it's not the Pshat that Bikuch Nefesh forced you to be Mechal Shabbos. You yourself decided to be Mechal Shabbos. So Mel, that's called Mechal Shabbos without that to Bikuch Nefesh. I say, he doesn't explain the Tzara from the Ramban. He's going with the Baal Amar. But I would say like this. The Ramban holds no. The Ramban holds, I had to do a mitzvah. Ein le mitzvah l'shaita, like the Ramban says. I had to do a mitzvah. So it's not the pshat that I berotzen was mechal Shabbos, the bikuach nefesh didn't force me. I had to do a mitzvah. Now that I did the mitzvah, so now I have a choice. Chol Shabbos or sakana. So I can be mechal Shabbos with ne'er sakana. Mashenkin, the other swear was, no, you don't look that way. Hey, yes, you know that al yidei doing the mitzvah, that's going to cause a massive bikuach nefesh. So kum tais, there is an etzah. Al yidei yimadcha the mitzvah. So then, you don't have to choose between Mechal Shabbos and Sakana. So Kum Dais, it wasn't because of Sakana or Mechal Shabbos, it's because he did the mitzvah of Mechal Shabbos. And Makshir Mil was not Deicha Shabbos. But Rabbi Chanan says, I could ekach this swara, that he holds, even with the Eved, you will machnas yourself to a Sakana, you still can't be Mechal Shabbos, because you don't have the head to be Kuruch Nefesh. That's the Chari very not Mestabra. Now that you don't have a choice, avad after mechal Shabbos. But lemaisa givet the chil Shabbos has in it an issa deraisa because it was done not directly because of the pikuach nefesh. As I lechur, but the machloekes Ramban and the Rishonim is in svara. The Ramban is maskim that the etzim, if you're the one that engineered that the Bikuach Nefesh should come into conflict with Chilul Shabbos, Avad, and that's not called that you were Mechal Shabbos because of Bikuach Nefesh. You didn't have to. You didn't have to get yourself in the Matzav, so you wouldn't have Bikuach Nefesh, you wouldn't have Chilul Shabbos. And the Ramban says, that's not called you engineered it. Because Ein L'mitzvah L'shaita, you had a mitzvah to do. You don't have to think about what's going to come later. Later is considered a situation that's not considered you engineered it. But that's what the Rashi is arguing, saying, no, that is cool that you engineered it. That is cool, the chatchila. So Mela, that's considered like a chil shamash lebemakim bikoach nefesh. But this I would say that avada hold b'di'evid, avada you have to be mechal Shabbos. So Mela, since b'di'evid you have to be mechal Shabbos, you can't say it's takachayim kares or skila for the chil Shabbos. Because b'shaita there was a bikoach nefesh, and the Eibush doesn't want you to go into bikoach nefesh because of Shabbos. But it's still called an Issa Dairaisa, because Vinishvi, you were the one that made that situation. That's not cool that you have a heter of Chol Shabbos because of Bikur Nefesh. As I fishteich the sugya. Now the stipler really asked the Kasha, the Gemara there discusses the issue of Eima Fligim Besvina. There's a Gemara in the end of the first Perek that it says that the 3 days before Shabbos you can't go out in a ship. There are a lot of different time in the Rishayim given for this, why you can't go in the ship 3 days before Shabbos. Now the Baal Amar, he says, because what happens when you go on a ship is that the Sakana comes up, and you have to Mechal Shabbos before a Sakana. So the 3 days before Shabbos, that's considered Mikame Shabbos, so you gotta worry about Shabbos. So you can't go on the ship because you're causing that there should be Chil Shabbos. Now Shein Kein, beginning of the week, you don't have to worry about Shabbos, so Mel, it's fine. But the Gemara there is mavur that for a mitzvah it's mutter. For a mitzvah it's mutter. The tzarech mitzvah it's mutter even on Friday. So the shayla is, you see, from the Baal Amar himself saying that the iser mafligi mitzvini is putting yourself in a matzav where you're going to be mechal Shabbos, and that's why you can't do it the first 3 days before Shabbos. But for a mitzvah it's mutter. So that sounds clear that the iser there is only an iser derabana. But it's shver. Because if for a mitzvah it's mutter, so by milah is mamash a mitzvah. So why by milah we saying you can't do the milah because it's called midechil Shabbos? As I affect the stipler. So first the stipler is mechalik between if it's a vaday or a chash. By the svin it's not vaday lefty mechal Shabbos, a chash. So well, that's why it's only derabanan, that's why it's mutter l'tzarech mitzvah. Now Shein Kein here, by milah it's a vaday chil Shabbos. That's the cure that has to be done. You have to be seichel kamein and then heat up the water. It's a vadei chil Shabbos. So male, that's why it's aser. It's aser midereisa. It's even aser b'makom mitzvah. But he says, l'maisa, you find there by mafligim mitzvina, if you're going in a caravan and it's a dvar mitzvah and the caravan's not going to stop on Shabbos. So male, you're allowed to do it. Even though it's vadei, you're going to have to go out of the tchum. It's not a vaday, because you can't stay where you are. It's a sakana to stay alone in a desert without the group. And you're gonna be, it's a vaday. So there it's a vaday. So what's pshat? So he says another chilek. It's a chilek between before Shabbos and after Shabbos. If it's not Shabbos yet, I don't have to worry about Shabbos. I'm allowed to do something, even though that would mean that Shabbos will be a sakana, and there'll have to be deicha Shabbos. But it's before Shabbos. Now, Shenken, on Shabbos, then already will be Nisr Deraisa, will be Mutter, Yasa, even Maka Mitzvah. So I would explain, it's all Svaris in this Prat. Is it Pshat as I didn't cause the Chil Shabbos? I did what I had to do. And the Mela came to Bikoch Nefesh. Or is it Pshat? No, that's cause, I caused the Bikoch Nefesh. Because on Shabbos, I have to worry about it. I have to be concerned. I'm considered to have caused the Bikoch Nefesh. Before Shabbos, I don't have to think about Shabbos. These are all svaris on this cap. The Shach in Simon Reish Samachvav brings down a Tashbatz that says you're not allowed to do a Mila Shalei Bezmana on Thursday because Shabbos is Yom Shlishi L'Mila and the Kalmud Dechol Shabbos, you have to push off the Mila Shalei Bezmana till Friday, he says, and it won't be Yom Shlishi L'Mila. And the Shach argues, and his Raya is because, you see, Vayim afligim esvina, ledvar mitzvah tzmutter. And Mela, that's why he argues on the Tashbats. He says, Avadi, you can do milah shloi bezmana on Thursday. Because Vayim afligim esvina, ledvar mitzvah tzmutter. He also brings a raya because the Gemara, the Mishnah earlier says that a milah could be the 8th day, the 9th day, the 10th day, 11th day, the 12th day, lepachas lo yaser. Because if it's Bein HaShmashis, it's the 9th day. If it's Bein HaShmashis of Shabbos, you push it off to Sunday, it's the 10th day. He says, the chayr could come out more. Because let's say it's been a shmashis of 2 days of yantif, that's Tuesday and Wednesday, and then you also can't do it on Thursday. So you should have more. That was the Raya has connected the Teshbats. But L'chaya, the Pshat is you have those two chilukim. Aleph, it's before Shabbos. So mainly you have the din of Eim Mefligim Esvina, which is Mutal Dvar Mitzvah. And also L'chaya, the Yom Shlishi L'Mila, you don't know that it'll be B'Sakana. It's L'chash. So L'chash will be B'Sakana. I mean, about the Marchitzenes Amila, if that's what we do, you could prepare the water Erev Shabbos. You don't know that there'll be Chol Shabbos. It's a Chash Chol Shabbos. So therefore, you wouldn't have to push it off for a mitzvah. That's a pshat in the Shach. I want to say one more ara on this inyan. See, the Stipler discusses, the Gemara says that Esther, she came to Achashverosh, Baratzain. So Mamela, that's why she's called the Ratzin, she became Asa to Mordechai. I, the Bia, was Bainus. So Chayr Tzarayah, that when you machnes yourself to an Einus, that's not called an Einus. And that's why she's Asa to Mordechai. Tzarayah to the Balamar, Chayr Kasha on the Ramban. So first he wants to Mechalik, L'gabi Issa Baila, you don't need the same Mas, Ratzin, as for Yisurim. It's a Dinam Reed, the Babaila, famous raid about that. But then he brings his Mefurshe Gemara in Ksuvah. So Gemara in Ksuvah, Gimel Midday says, they made a rule, Besum Lenisis Ruvi, Tebal Egmen Tchila. There was a Xeir Ra in Klai Yisrael, that any Besula gets married on Wednesday is going to have to be Nivel to the Hegmon. So the Gemara there says, Ulidlishu Einishari. What's wrong? Let them get married on Wednesday. And Einis is Mutter. So he says, you see that she's Materis Labaila. Right, that doesn't, this is the way he asked the Kasha. How does Esther, which was saying that since she came Beratzin to Achashverosh, she becomes Asa to Mordechai, how does that shtim with the Besula that got married Berevi, and because of that the Hegman was Baal LeBainis, that she's Materis LeBaila? So he says the Pasha to Teres, which I think is Mamish Richtig, that Esther the Pshat, she wanted the Bia. That was part of that Tzolos Klai, so he had to butter Achashverosh up with the Bia. So the Bia was Beratzin, it was Mutter because of Atzalas Klai Yisrael, but Lamaisa she wanted the Bia. Now saying, if I care, they b'chol don't want the Bia. They just want to get married on Wednesday, and the male of the Hegman will come and force her to have a Bia, so that's about the Ninus. But it doesn't ask the Kasha, how does it shtim with the Baal Amar? If the Baal Amar is saying that there's an Isser to do a Mila, because that Mila will cause a Bikuach Nefesh, that's how we paskin. So Mel, that's called a Ratzin. That's called that it's not an Einus, that it be Kuach Nefesh, because you were the one who created the Einus. So why don't you say the same thing? It should be also to get married by Revi B'Shabbos, because that would create a massive of Einus that the Hegman will come. Now, maybe you could say, right, it's not a Vaday. Maybe. But L'chai, the Teretz says that it's not Shabbos. L'chai, L'gabi Znus, L'chai, you have to worry about the Znus now already. L'chaya, you see the concept of the Ramban. I'm getting married. I have a chiyuv to get married. I have a mitzvah to get married on Wednesday. Now that will cause an oinus, that's not my problem. Ein la mitzvah la shaita. How did the Baal Amar, the Rashba, how did the Rishayim, Argan, the Ramban learn? So, the Stipler and Shasan doesn't talk about it. I think maybe the svara is that there's a difference between pikuach nefesh and oinus. When you have the heter of pikuach nefesh, you need the heter of pikuach nefesh. The mashal, the Rambam in Perikei Hilchos Yisrei De'Atayr makes a chilik that he says even something which is yarig val yavar, you weren't allowed to do it. But lemaisi, you weren't able to ayver b'nisayin, and you were ayver. Lemaisi is called an einus. You don't get misa for it because someone's ma'anis you, someone forced you to do it. But the pshat is if let's say it's done machmas chayli, someone's sick. And he has to do Gilui Arayis to get better. Or Avay Dezara. Then the Rambam says, you're not an Einus. You don't have the Dichri of a Chai Behem. You're not called an Einus. So Kobi Lekuli Alma, if you're doing something, not because you want to do the Aveira, that wouldn't be called an Einus at all. But you don't want to do the Aveira. But you want to do something, and when you do that thing, so that will cause that a guy will be Ma'anis you to do an Aveira. That could even the Baal Amar be maskim, that's not called a ratzin. You didn't need a dichli there. That the pshat is good. I went around my business, and then a guy forced me to do an aver b'aynis for little shu einishari. Mashenge, if you create a matzav pikuach nefesh, so there you need the dichli of pikuach nefesh. So the pshat is that a pikuach nefesh, which didn't have to be, as a pikuach nefesh, is not considered that it's leicha Shabbos. Okay, it's Efshel Kaim Shneim. You didn't have to make the Pikuach Nefesh. And that's the case where the Baal Amor and the Rishonim hold that you can't do something if that would make a massive Pikuach Nefesh, which would cause that you'd have to be Mechal Shabbos. That's what I, as I will look me ashev zayin the kasha.